Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Don't miss your blessing. I've seen too many believers when asked, "What do you want God to do for you, or what do you desire?" look confused or bewildered at the question. Often they've looked stunned that the question was asked, let alone capable of being answered. In today's podcast, I will dive into helping you not to miss out on a blessing. As someone for most of his life, never thought dreams can come true. Let me assure you, in Jesus, all things are possible. I was so deep under the cloud of deception that I didn't even attempt to have dreams or desires of what I wanted. My life was full of one step forward and five steps backwards. Everything was a fight and a struggle, but not anymore. In Jesus, I've come to understand that I can have what I ask for, and it will be given to me. Matthew 7:7, to be clear, you gave to position yourself to get to this place. You gave your show and prove you are genuine in the things of the kingdom of God. It's not as simple as asking and getting. As I was slowly pulled out of the darkness, I began to see the things that were buried in me begin to come out. I began manifesting things I had not known were in me. I began thinking about things I'd never thought possible. Places I wanted to go, things I wanted to do. I'm looking at multi-million dollar homes, expensive cars, and more. The thing about it is, I never looked at these things before. I know of others in my life who watch shows about these things. I found no interest in them before, but now I know I'm the one who will have these things. I will give a private plane. I will have homes in multiple cities and countries. I will possess land. These things were in me, but because of Jesus, they're out in the open. What am I saying? Dream big. Know what you want. Know what your desires are. Dwell on them. Take them to the Lord. Position yourself through dedication, commitment, and obedience to receive these things. When I first learned, I was a prophet for God. He began showing me some really nice houses. Not ordinary houses, but very nice houses. And not just in one city, but in multiple cities. At first I was confused, but then I began to see. As I saw, my eyes grew bigger for the things he was showing me. I began looking at homes that were in the $10 million range. Why? Because I could see what he was saying. I was thinking too small, not big enough. God is a God that does exceeding and abundantly greater than what we ask. But if we don't understand this, then we will have less than what we deserve. Do I need a $10 million house? No, but I will have one, two, or maybe three. That's not the point. I will have God's best. That's the point. The question is, how can you get to this place? You start with a genuine heart for the truth. You diligently seek the truth. You humble yourself, continually repent, and renew your mind in that truth. Obedience is a must. You are not expected to be perfect, but you are to not continue in the habits you know aren't of God. Read and stay in the Word of God, along with constant prayer. You do these things, and I promise you, you will position yourself to receive from God. but there are other ways to receive. One is by being blessed by someone who is looking to bless others. This is why you need to know what you want and be prepared to receive it at any time. Some of you have gone through some things and are deserving a blessing. That's where people like me come into play. Believing is a key. Knowing who's in front of you is another. The question may not be asked twice if you hesitate. I once asked a husband and wife this very thing. I even gave them time to think about it. I told them to give me three things they desired, including healing. They came back with one. Why? Because they didn't know who was in front of them. They didn't believe that they could receive what they desired. The wife was all in. The husband had reservations. I even gave them another opportunity to add on. Fortunately for them, I am choosing to bless them beyond their dreams. I see who they are and will carry them with me if they desire. But I'll be honest, I might not always give a second or third chance to respond. God placed them heavily in my heart, and they will be blessed accordingly. I've been telling you for a while now that there are angels walking among you. You could be listening to one right now. You should be ready for someone you may not know to bless you at any time. Though wickedness surrounds us, there are many who are looking to bless God's children for being faithful to Him, for being obedient to Him. Prepare yourselves, be in expectation, write it down, take it to God, and watch it come to pass. Remember, you must see it, believe it, and know that all things are possible with God. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.